Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Thursday, July 30th, 2015. Israel's new law sparks wide-scale condemnation. Meanwhile, Israeli troops clash with local youth and kidnap others during invasions targeting West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers invaded on Thursday at dawn the Aida refugee camp north of the West Bank city of Bethlehem and kidnapped three young Palestinian men. Eyewitnesses said that several military vehicles invaded the refugee camp before the soldiers broke into and searched a few homes and kidnapped three Palestinians. During the invasion, local youth clashed with invading troops by hurling stones at them. Israeli soldiers responded with live rounds and tear gas. No injuries were reported. Also on Thursday at dawn, undercover Israeli forces have kidnapped several Palestinian children after invading their homes in Al-Isawiyya town in occupied East Jerusalem. Soldiers also clashed with local youth, causing injuries. The Wadi Hilwa Information Center in Silwan said that clashes took place in the town after the soldiers invaded it and started breaking into homes and searching them. Clashes mainly took place in the school's neighborhood, Mahmoud neighborhood and Dari neighborhood, and undercover Israeli soldiers infiltrated the town and fired rounds of live ammunition. Moreover, regular units of the Israeli army also fired rubber-coated metal bullets and gas bombs and concussion grenades. Several Palestinians suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation. In other news, Hanan Ashrawi, head of the International Affairs Unit at the PLO, condemned the recent Israeli parliament Knesset law that allows Israeli troops to force-feed Palestinian political detainees on hunger strike. In a statement sent to press, Ashrawi described the new law as a politically supported torture and against international law. From his part, Isa Karaka, head of the Palestinian Political Detainees Committee of the Palestinian Authority, deemed the new law as unethical torture and noted that at least three political detainees held by Israel have died by this method of force-feeding back during the 1980 hunger strikes. The Israeli Medical Association announced that the new law is not necessary and damaging. Meanwhile, Physicians for Human Rights in Israel called the new law shameful. The force-feeding law was passed in the Israeli Knesset with 46 votes to 40. Palestinian political detainees held by the Israeli army uses hunger strike to protest the administrative detention policy Israel uses and ill-treatment by their captives. The Israeli army uses administrative detention to hold Palestinians for longer time without charges or trial. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, July 30th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Mawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.